Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Siyanibingelela nonke ngasemakhaya. Sithemba ukuthi uNkulunkulu unigcinile, uNkulunkulu waniphephisa. Siyaqhubeka ngesifundo ngaphansi kwesihloko esithi ukuza kukaKristu kwesibili. Lokhe kuhambelana nendaba yokwahlulelwa kukaNkulunkulu. Singakaqhubeki sizacela ukubana sicele kuNkulunkulu asinike umoya wakhe oyingcwele asifundise. Singakathandazi, igama lami nginguJimmy Dube, esizokufunda sonke isifundo sanamhlanje asithandazeni. Baba wethu osezulwini osithandayo, wena owasinika indodana yakho ukubana izosimela ezolweni zethu ukuze sithole ukusindiswa nempilo engunaphakade. Siyaqhubeka uNkulunkulu wethu sifunda isifundo sakho sisenesikhathi sokuthi silungisise ubudlelwano bethu nawe. Sinike inhliziyo ezithambileyo uNkulunkulu wethu ukubana simamukele uJesu Kristu owasinika yena ukubana abe ngumeli wethu. Siyabonga, sicela ukubana usithungamele ngomoya wakho ingcwele. Namhlanje masifunda isifundo lesi esinaso esiphambi kwethu ngoJesu Kristu inkosi yethu. Siyakhuleka, amen. Lokhu siqhubeka ngendaba yokwahlulelwa. Sesisiza, sesiqedile, asithi sokuphelile ukwahlulelwa. Kuyini okuzalandela ngemva kokwahlulelwa? Yini ezakulandela ngemva kokuthi incwadi sezivuliwe sahlulelwa ngalokho okubhaliweyo encwadini ezinama record okuphila kwethu? Siza kuthi sizibheke njalo lezi ncwadi ngoba ikhona enye incwadi eza kuphuma ilotshwe ngesikhathi sokwahlulelo. Incwadi lesiyoyidinga kusambulo chapter 20. Sizizwile izincwadi eziningi, izincwadi ezithi zona munye namunye wethu uzokwahlulelwa ngokubhaliweyo encwadini. Ngezinye indlela izincwadi eziningi zikhomba abantu abaningi ababhalwe khona, okubhalwe khona kuzo izenzo zabantu bonke abakhona emhlabeni. Kodwa phakathi kwesikhathi sokwahlulelwa ikhona enye incwadi ephuma khona. Ngithanda ukubana siyidinge leyo ncwadi ngoba izosisiza ukuthi sizwisisise ukuthi ma uKristu ezayo uzokwenzani, njalo yini ezolandela maso kuphelile ukwahlulelwa kukaNkulunkulu. Kusambulo ichapter ngeka 20, isambulo ichapter ngeka 20, sizoyifunda njalo siqala kuverse 11 sisiya pambili. Ithi yona, ngasengibona isihlalo sobukhosi esikhulu esimhlophe nohlezi kuso, ubuso bakhe balekelwa yizulu nomhlaba, akutholelwanga indawo. Ngabona abafileyo abakhulu nabancane bemi phambi kwesihlalo sobukhosi. Izincwadi zavulwa, nenye incwadi yavulwa yosidingayo. Kunezincwadi ezavulwayo ezinenge, but eziningi lezi zincwadi, but nenye incwadi yavulwa eBhayibhile ethi ngeyokuphila. Yincwadi emale siyidingeleyo iphuma phakathi, ivulwa le ncwadi phakathi kwesikhathi sokwahlulelo. Ngicela sikuzwisisize lokhu balaleli, kuneyincwadi eziningi lapho munye namunye wethu, kuqala ngabafileyo. Ngingaze ngiyokufa namhlanje, irekhodi yami isala ikhona. IBhayibhili iyasibonisa lapha ukuthi abafileyo incwadi zabo, amarekhodi abo ayekhona. avulwa phambi kwesihlalo sikaNkulunkulu abafileyo yikho abafileyo nabo bazokuma phambi kwesihlalo sikaNkulunkulu not ukuthi bazovuswa cha but ukuthi izincwadi ama record abo yiwo azovulwa phambi kaNkulunkulu nenye incwadi yavulwa eyincwadi yokuphila incwadi le iqhakathekile ngoba sifuna ukwazi ukuthi khona ngeyani le ncwadi ngeyani le ncwadi evulwa eceleni but ivulwa phakathi kwesikhathi sokwahlulelo sithe thina sike safunda iBhayibheli sibonisa ukubana bakhona abaza kusinda ngoba banommeli wabo onguJesu Kristu now uJesu Kristu ma esimela phambi kwesihlalo sokwahlulela sikaNkulunkulu oliwinileyo icala lakhe ngoba sonke sonile oliwinileyo icala uzoliwina ngegazi likaJesu Kristu lapho sibona khona ukuqhakatheka kokufa kaKristu nokuthi sivume izono zethu phambi kaKristu now sifuna ukulandela leli bhuku elinye le incwadi evulwayo ebayithi incwadi yokuphila asihambeni kuDaniel ibhuku likaDaniel chapter 12 uDaniel chapter 12 sesilandela ukuza kukaKristu kwesibili njalo sidinga ukuthi kuyini sokwenzakele lapha sizokuyifunda kuDaniel chapter 12 kusukela kuverse 1 iBhayibheli ithi ngaleso sikhathi uMikhayeli uyakuvela isikhulu esigqamileyo esimela abantwana babantu bonke kuyakuba khona isikhathi sokuhlupheka esingazange sibe khona kusukela ekuveleni kwabantu kuze kube yileso sikhathi ngaleso sikhathi abantu bakho baya kukhululwa bonke abafunyanwa belochiwe encwadini yokuphila nasi le ncwadi incwadi yokuphila ithi kuzoba isikhathi esizaba nobuhlungu obukhulu isikhathi esizakuba letha ubuhlungu ebantwini kodwa bonke abazotholakala belochiwe kule incwadi yokuphila baza kukhululwa ngezinye indlela uKristu ma esesiza okwesibili uzo ulanda labo abamthembileyo abakholwe kuye oba abamele phambi kwesihlalo sokwahlulela sikaNkulunkulu abathi bemi phambi kwesihlalo basebelotshwa amagama abo encwadini yokuphila ngakusiya kuphela uDaniel okhuluma yedwa ngale incwadi asiboneni ukuthi ngubani futhi okhuluma ngale incwadi ebhukwini likaSambulo uSambulo chapter 13 uSambulo chapter 13 iversi ngelika 8 uSambulo chapter 18 uversi ngelika 8 ithi yona baya kukhuleka kuso that is isilo bonke abakhileyo emhlabeni wonke ogama lakhe lingalotshwanga encwadini yokuphila yewundlu elihlatshiweyo selokhu kwasekelwa umhlaba ngezinye indlela lapha sokunomahluko phakathi kwalabo abakhethe uJesu njengomsindisi wabo yibo kuphela abazokulotshwa encwadini yekuphila yewundlu elahlatshwa umhlaba usadabuka elinguJesu Kristu bantu bakaNkulunkulu kungabonakala angathi kuyafana kungabonakala angathi kuyafana kodwa uma wena igama lakho nelami lingatholakali encwadini yokuphila elibhalwa selidlule kumanje selidlule ekwahluleleni kaNkuluNkulunkulu ma igama lami negama lakho lingatholakali kule incwadi yokuphila iBhayibheli yasibonisa lapha ukubana ukukhonza kwethu kuzaba ikukhonza isilo isilo uNkulunkulu athi bonke abahlala emhlabeni ngezinye indlela kuzoba ne two groups ezikhonzayo ezinye ziyokhonza uNkulunkulu owadala izulu lomhlaba ezinye ziyokukhonza isilo uNkulunkulu abesesithi ku kuba seTesalonika abaseTesalonika bakuqala abaseTesalonika bakuqala ichapter ngelika 4 ithi yona iBhayibheli from verse 13 ithi yona kepha asithandi bazalwane ukuba ningabi nolwazi ngabafileyo ukuze ningadabuki njengabanye abangenalo ithemba ngokuba uma sikholwa ukuthi uJesu wafa wavuka njengakunjalo ke uNkulunkulu uya kuba letha nabaleleyo kuJesu Kristu kanye naye ngokuba lokho sikusho kini ngezwi lenkosi ukuthi thina esisekhona sisasele kuze kube sekufikeni kwenkosi ayi sikubandulela nempela abaleleyo ngokuba inkosi uqobo iyakwehla ezulwini ngezwi lenhlokomo ngephimbo lengilosi enkulu nangecilongo likaNkulunkulu uJesu ma ezayo igama lakho malingekho encwadini yokuphila abantu bakaNkulunkulu munye namunye wethu unethuba lokuthi igama lakhe libhalwe encwadini yokuphila masimkhethile uJesu Kristu uKristu uyabiza namhlanje uthi akathandi ukuthi kungabi khona ngitsho noyedwa ongalotshwanga eBhayibheli encwadini yakhe yokuphila aza kuza ngayo esesiza okwesibili uzokuza okwesibili ezoqeda ubudlwangudlwangu obukhona emhlabeni buzavaleka buphele ngoba uNkulunkulu ezayo ukuthi azoqedisa indima le ahlale ekhuluma ngayo ukuthi izweni uJehova lithole insindiso ungaba khona onombuzo angaba khona onombuzo bengicela ukubana ungathumela iWhatsApp ukuze sifunde sonke kunombolo ezithi +27 83 269 2472 singakavali sizacela ukubana sikhulekene uNkulunkulu asisize ukuthi senze isinqumo isikhathi sisesekhona sokudingisisa ukuthi uJesu ngingamthola kanjani ukuze abe ngummeli wami asikhulekene asithandazene baba wethu osezulwini usithandile Nkosi usinikile isikhathi esinjengamhlanje ukubana simdinge ummeli wethu onguJesu Kristu abe ngummeli wethu ukuze sisinde phambi kwalokhu okuzayo okuzokwehlela umhlaba uNkulunkulu umhlaba usuguge njengengubo Nkosi kukhona ubudlwangudlwangu emhlabeni kukhona ukungathembeki emhlabeni kukhona icorruption esemhlabeni kukhona ububi obusemhlabeni sisize uNkulunkulu wethu usinike ithuba lokukhetha uJesu Kristu namhlanje ukuze amagama ethu alotshwe encwadini yakho yokuphila ngoJesu Kristu siyakhuleka amen
from your ear to your heart to your mouth to your feet join this life on 657 am
if you need prayer please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
It's here. Radio Pulpit's new website is live. You can tune in at radiopulpit.co.za and enjoy crystal clear sound with just a click of a button or listen to our podcasts. Discover biblical truths in our daily devotionals and let our stories of hope inspire you. You can download our app on this new look, easy to use platform. Find your favorite program, get to know our presenters and so much more at radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
At Radio Pulpit, we love the interaction we have with our listeners on all the social media platforms. It is also our way of giving everyone a voice that can be heard all over the world. Unfortunately, we have been experiencing huge difficulties with WhatsApp for a while now, and we are now forced to find a viable alternative. That alternative is called Telegram. Telegram is an app that works exactly the same as WhatsApp, and it uses the same telephone number as well. All you need to do to be able to chat with your favorite presenter is to download the Telegram app onto your phone and send your message or voice note the same way you always did. We will then be able to receive and answer your message faster, and the privacy on this app is much better too. So, whether you have an iPhone or an Android, the app pic is a white paper plane in a blue circle. Please download the Telegram app right away and make life easier for everyone.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.